Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, The Magic of Smetana, the Balinescu Quartet, and yes, maybe a little Marilyn. And of course, some oboe music. To begin in style, why not start with some Respighi, an excerpt from his Pines of Rome. Now, this was developed by Respighi and Claudio Gustella, who was the librettist for Respighi's five operas. This is a symphonic poem and is the second orchestral work in his Roman trilogy, which also formed the likes of Fountains of Rome and the Roman Festivals back in 1926. Now, each of these movements depict pine trees in different locations in Rome at different times of the day. Today we're going to hear the second movement, Pina presso una catacomba. This is a majestic dirge representing pine trees near a catacomb in Campania. It uses some of the lower orchestral instruments, like the organ and trombones, which represents the priests chanting. This is a great performance by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, with none other than Serge Ozawa directing. the second movement, Pina Presso, Una Catacomba, and that was from Respighi's Pines of Rome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm great. Let's continue with some offerings from the Balinescu Quartet. They were formed back in 1987 and rose to fame at that time through the release of several complex cover versions of songs by a German experimental electronic music band. I'm talking about Kraftwerk, and this came out on their album called Possessed. Now, the quartet has performed multiple works in the years with a lot of great other artists, including Philip Glass, David Byrne, Gavin Bryars, Michael Nyman, and get this, even the Pet Shop Boys. Now, some of you are not old enough to know that reference, but they were pretty hot at one point. We're going to hear a selection from Stranger Than Paradise by John Lurie, who some may recognize from the band The Lounge Lizards. The music was made for a low-budget black-and-white film and explores a Hungarian's journey when she first encountered American culture. So take a listen. Here is the Balinescu Quartet and music by John Lurie. Thank you. The Balinescu Quartet, and that was music by John Lurie, and that comes from the film A Black and White from the Past, Stranger Than Paradise. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is the time of the program I always look forward to. I am speaking of oboe music time. Today's selection by a legendary oboist, Robert Blum. Now, after starting with the cello, he did take up the oboe and studied at the very famous Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. He then moved on to join the Philadelphia Orchestra, also the Rochester Orchestra, the NBC Orchestra, and none other than Arturo Toscanini. We'll be hearing his Requiem, which comes from his Sonata for Oboe and Piano. Now, this work incorporates Hebraic elements. It was written, actually, in memory of his father, Julius, who was a famous cantor whose musicianship and warmth provided the inspiration. So, we're going to hear Humbert Lucarelli with Robert Blum's Requiem.
Thank you.
Humbert Lucarelli on oboe, joined by the members of the Brooklyn Philharmonic with another great oboist, Robert Bloom's Requiem. Quite a bit of hunting music today, but I guess it's the sign of the times. We're going to move on to some music by Smetta. Now, as an artist himself, he remarked, and I quote, "By the grace of God and with his help, I will one day be a Liszt in technique and a Mozart in composition," unquote. Words written at the age of 19 in his diary. Well, I think he very well succeeded. This selection is the second of six symphonies. They're symphonic poems from the orchestral piece My Country. And these all represent scenes along the river, the Moldau, in Bohemia. And he used the technique, which he dubbed, quote-unquote, word painting, to say that music expressed as though it were a painting to be seen. So enjoy the images you hear and perhaps see in this performance by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with Libor Pesek conducting. Enjoy. You probably didn't expect that ending. That was the majestic Smetana's The Moldau, selections from my country, and a great performance by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with Libor Pesek conducting. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue, I think we have the time, with a selection from two phenomenal musicians. Back in the day, Yo-Yo Ma and Bobby McFerrin teamed up in 1992 when classical musicians' collaborations were not that as familiar as they are today. Now, Yo-Yo Ma writes about his collaboration with Bobby McFerrin on the album Hush that, and I quote, "It is a musical celebration of life, from youth to old age. While in so many ways this album speaks to children, it is equally true that perhaps its central goal is to release the child in the adult." Some great words. So from the CD Hush, here's a little Rachmaninoff. Yogir Mal, joined by Bobby McFerrin, and that was Vocalese by Rachmaninoff. That comes from an older CD called Hush. And I believe we have time for one more offering today. And to close the program, let's hear the stylings of one of the most famous actresses who could shimmy across the screen, the breathless sounds of Marilyn Monroe. Here is I Want to Be Loved by You.
I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone, boop-boop-be-doo. I want to be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than to feel the desire to make you my own. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-doodly-dum. I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else.